This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, November 14th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says now that the government is back open, he expects to hear efforts toward providing financial assistance for farmers. Grassley does not expect Congress to put many strings on the USDA support effort.
Now, at one time, that figure was going to be $9 or $10 billion that they might need appropriated by Congress. I don't know how much money she's got, but the figures I've heard over the last few months is the help to the farmers, the bridge help is going to be between 10 and 14. So I think they're going to need some appropriations, and Congress can put restrictions on how that money's used, but we seldom do, and I have not heard anything so far this year of such restrictions.
With a new CR in place to fund the government through the first month of the new year, Grassley doesn't expect a long list of legislative accomplishments.
The defense appropriation bill and a debate on Obamacare and the enhanced premiums.
Grassley started his remarks with reporters today praising a trade deal with China that would yield much-needed soy exports. He said, though, there hadn't been any new developments.
Just the word of the Chinese, and I know maybe that's not a very strong way to make a decision to answer your question, but I don't know what else we can do. They said they're going to buy if they don't carry it out, and I've raised the same questions you're raising, the unpredictable of the Chinese, but just now we have to take them at their word, and if they don't live up to it, we expect President Trump to take contrary action.
Commodity prices fell at the Chicago Board of Trade today. Arlen Suderman with StoneX believes the trade thought production figures would actually have been lower than the average trade guess.
The soybean yield came in right at of the average trade guess. On the corn side, the yield came in at 186, but the trade was looking for, the published number was 184 bushels per acre, and I think the whisper number was lower than that.
Suderman says the market now will have to find reasons to justify the recent gains before the report was released.
When you see a corn yield that doesn't drop more than what it did, with all the negative reports out there, but what we also found out from the data, thousands of data points, that there was a whole lot of record yields in other parts of the Midwest that weren't being talked about, and record by quite a distance in some cases.
Suderman says updated export sales figures show very little follow-through purchases by the Chinese. He says the market is anxious.
I think the market's starting to get pretty skeptical, and then when USDA cuts their export target instead of holding it steady or increasing it on Friday, that really kind of sets a negative tone for the soybeans, considering that it projects, USDA projects ending stocks at 290 million bushels, essentially the same as the 300 million bushels 2 months ago, and the price is well over a dollar higher than what it was 2 months ago. Suddenly you find yourselves as a market trying to justify that higher price.
Suderman says commodity price moves in the end of the year and early next largely hinge on China's trade action.
USDA has exports for this year at 1.635. I'm at 1.58. And that would take ending stocks to 374 million bushels, 84 million bushels above where we're at right now. And that would argue for a national average cash price probably 35 to 50 cents lower than what USDA is projecting, something much closer to $10 net on a national basis.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.